roundup continues in the Middle East, where Arab extremists have allegedly been plotting anti-American attacks to coincide with New Year festivities. CBS News reporter Charles Wolfson has the latest.
CBS News has learned that ongoing operations against suspected terrorists in the Middle East have resulted in further arrests. Senior officials indicate terrorists linked to Osama bin Laden have now been taken into custody in several countries in the Middle East. These officials have asked CBS News not to name the countries because of national security concerns. Meanwhile, State Department officials have warned the Taliban, the group that controls Afghanistan and gives sanctuary to bin Laden, that it will be held directly responsible for any terrorist acts in the region. Charles Wolfson, CBS News, the State Department.
Linda Tripp could face trial for violating Maryland wiretap laws when she secretly recorded talks with Monica Lewinsky. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports a judge ruled today that Tripp did not have immunity from prosecution when she turned the tapes over to Kenneth Starr's office.
Tripp's attorney, Joseph Murtha, said the judge's decision was just a minor setback.
I've spoken to Linda, and Linda believes that, you know, this is a war of attrition. There will be battles that are won, and there will be battles that will be lost. It is within the confines of the courtroom that ultimately we will find justice.
State prosecutor Stephen Montanarelli must now establish he did not taint his grand jury with evidence from the independent counsel's investigation, possibly with the help of Monica Lewinsky.
Well, I'll get to that.
When will you get to it?
When we have to, when the appropriate time. We're not going to talk about Ms. Lewinsky at this point.
Murtha admitted he still has an immense burden to overcome before the case gets to trial. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Ellicott City, Maryland.
Ladies and gentlemen, with his band, Paul McCartney.
The former Beatle had a nostalgic return engagement today where it all began at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, England.
It's been a long time coming. It's great to be back.
McCartney got right to it.
Welcome to this house. Stop all that yakety.
This was his first appearance at the Cavern since 1963. McCartney said there's no better place to rock out the century. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
GiftPoint.com, GiftPoint.com, GiftPoint.com.
Want a good idea for all those people you need to send gifts to this year? Go to GiftPoint.com. It's the place to buy gift certificates from thousands of America's most popular stores, restaurants, and salons. Imagine the time you'll save sending actual store gift certificates without leaving your home or office. Kind of makes you want to sing, huh?
GiftPoint.com.
Go to GiftPoint.com today. You could be one of a thousand instant gift certificate winners.
With so many vitamin C's out there, my patients often ask me which one I recommend.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman, physician and nutritionist.
When it comes to vitamin C, the answer is simple. I recommend Ester C. Vitamin C helps maintain bones, cartilage, teeth, and gums, and Ester C is a premium vitamin C. It's the only one that's patented, gentle on your stomach, and goes to work immediately. I tell my patients, the best thing to do is make sure your vitamin C says Ester C on the label.
Pure, natural Ester C. Make sure it's in your vitamin and skincare products.
It's official at the end of the year, but CBS News reporter Adrian Bard covered a ceremony today marking the U.S. handover of the Panama Canal.
A steamboat flying Panama's flag let out a blast to celebrate the day many Panamanians had longed for decades. Moments earlier, former President Jimmy Carter explained why turning over the canal was so vital.
We had lost the delicate balance and a sense of mutual respect and cooperation that was important for the safety and the proper operation of the Panama Canal.
Some may question Mr. Carter's decision, and history may prove him wrong. But no one can say the United States went back on its word. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Panama.
The Interior Department is recommending that four parcels of federal land in the West be given expanded protection by declaring them national monuments. President Clinton indicates he's inclined to go along.
Like Theodore Roosevelt, I believe there are certain places humankind simply cannot improve upon. Places whose beauty and interest no photograph could capture. Places you simply have to see for yourself.
The sites include a million acres along the north rim of the Grand Canyon. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
Who will win
and the History Channel's Great American History Quiz in your house. Will it be Mom?
The Empire State Building is made of aluminum.
Will it be Dad?
Thomas Edison invented sandwich meat.
Or will it be Jake?
Charles Streit invented the pop-up toaster.
Oh, that's right, Jake. Find out who the history expert is in your house.
Join me, Chevy Chase, for the Great American History Quiz.
Tonight at 8 Eastern, 9 Pacific on The History Channel. Get your score sheet at historychannel.com.
It's here now.
Everywhere.
The biggest ever.
Over 1,000 pages.
The World Almanac 2000.
Millennium Collector's Edition.
The 20th century in pictures.
In color.
A countdown to the new millennium.
The future.
Everything you need to know.
And more.
The World Almanac 2000.
The only one.
For the world that was.
Then,
the world that is.
Now,
the world that will be.
Tomorrow.
The World Almanac 2000.
Millennium Collector's Edition.
A great gift.
For everyone.
A great value.
Only $10.95.
The World Almanac 2000.
Don't start the new millennium without it.
The Nasdaq backed off its record high today, dropping 86 points. The Dow was down 32. Amtrak believes it's Y2K compliant, but just to be sure, the passenger railroad plans to halt its trains at stations for a short time on New Year's Eve. About 50 trains will be affected. Delays will last from 15 minutes to an hour while they check switches, signals, and other safety equipment. To keep passengers amused, there will be New Year's celebrations on board, and they'll each get a commemorative train whistle inscribed, "I rode Amtrak into the new millennium." That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, December 14th. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.